Sarah Maisus Parabes Mishnah Hey, or Emer Lechaver Helechis or Zeh Beten Libo Chamesh Tein. Well, Yoichu Achi Yasu Dibur Rabbi Meir. Somebody who says to his friend, take this Isser, and Isser is a coin, and in exchange for this Isser, give me 5 figs. The buyer cannot eat those figs, even a temporary type of achila, without first taking off Trumas and Maisus, according to Rabbi Meir. As Mecca Kovel Maisus, when you buy something, you're immediately chayav in Trumas and Maisus. And even though the produce was not nigmar malachto, the work wasn't completed yet from this produce, but once you sell it, the buyer cannot eat the produce without first taking off Trumas and Maisus. Rabbi Huda Oimer, Oichu Achas Achas Patur, Ve'im Tzirif Chayav. Rabbi Huda said, if the buyer is given only one fig at a time, in such a case he would be Patur from taking off Trumas and Maisus if he wants to eat Nachilas Aran. Only if the seller gives the buyer 2 figs at a time would the buyer be chayav to take off Trumas and Maisus. As according to Rabbi Huda, that which Mekach is Kovel and Maisus, that which we said, so when you sell produce, the buyer has to take off Trumas and Maisus, that's only if he is given 2 figs at a time. But if he is given only 1 fig at a time, he does not have to take off Trumas and Maisus. Now the Mefarshim explain that Rabbi Meir would agree with Rabbi Huda in such a case that the buyer himself is the one that picked the figs from the tree. Then in such a case, if the buyer only picks 1 fig at a time, he would be puzzled from taking off Trumas and Maisus if he wants to eat and Achilas Arai. Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda is when the seller is the one that's picking the figs and giving it to the buyer. In such a case, Rabbi Meir holds that even if the seller gives the buyer only 1 fig at a time, the buyer has to take off Trumas and Maisus, while Rabbi Huda holds that if he is given only 1 fig at a time, he can eat Achilas Arai without taking off Trumas and Maisus. Amar Rabbi Huda, Ma'isa begina foreidim shahoisa b'Yerushalayim, lo yutenim nukaros mishalos u'me'arba b'isur, v'lo hufers mimena truma u'ma'isur me'ol. Rabbi Huda said to Rabbi Meir, there was a story in the rose garden in Yerushalayim that figs were being sold in the rose garden for 3 or 4 figs for an isur. And the buyers never took off truma u'ma'isur from the figs that they bought. As the buyers were given the figs 1 fig at a time, and the buyers ate the figs in Achilas Arai without taking off Trumas and Maisus. And this story proves that Rabbi Huda is correct, that if you buy the figs 1 fig at a time, you don't have to take off Trumas and Maisus if you want to eat in Achilas Arai. Now the case in Ginat Veredim in the Rose Garden was where the seller was picking the figs and giving it to the buyer 1 fig at a time. And that's the case where there is a machlokas between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, as Rabbi Huda holds, the buyer does not have to take off Trumas and Maisus if he wants to eat Achilas Arai, and he brings proof from the story in the Rose Garden that the buyers never took off Trumas and Maisus from the fig that they bought. Even if the son of Maisus Parabes Mishnah Baba, I'm a Lechaver, Helech Isser Zeh, to ascertain him, Sha'avali. Somebody said to his friend, take this Isser in exchange for 10 figs that I'm going to select and pick from the tree. Fire of the Eichel. The person can go ahead and select figs one at a time and eat them in Achilas Arai without taking off Trumas and Maisus. As we had in the previous Mishnah, the Rabbi Huda said that if you pick 1 fig at a time, you can eat them without taking off Trumas and Maisus. And even though Mekach Kovel Maisus, when you buy something, it's immediately chayav in Trumas and Maisus, that's only if you get at least 2 figs at a time. And even Rabbi Meir, who argued with Rabbi Huda in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Meir only argued with Rabbi Huda when the seller is the one that picked the figs from the tree, but in this case, the buyer is picking the figs from the tree, so therefore, if he picks only 1 fig at a time, he can eat it without taking off Trumas and Maisus. But Eshkol She'everly, Megarker Baich, and so too, if he gives a coin to the seller in exchange for selecting a cluster of grapes to eat, the buyer can go ahead and pick one grape at a time from the cluster and eat it without taking off Trumas and Maisus, that he can't pick the entire cluster from the vine, as in such a case, is picking more than one grape, and he would immediately be chayav in Trumas and Maisus, so therefore, he has to leave the cluster attached to the vine, and instead, he would pick one grape at a time from the cluster, and he can eat it without taking off Trumas and Maisus. But Rimo and She'everly, Pirate Baichel, if he gives him an Isser in exchange for a pomegranate that he will select and pick from the tree, he can't pick the entire pomegranate from the tree, because in that case, he would be chayav in Trumas and Maisus immediately, since the pomegranate has many seeds. Instead, he can cut the pomegranate while still attached to the tree and pick out one fleshy seed at a time can't eat it nakilat rai without taking off trumas and mitzvahs. If he gives a coin to the seller and tells him, I'm giving you the coin in exchange for allowing me to pick out a watermelon, in such a case, he can't detach the entire watermelon from the ground. He would cut small pieces from the watermelon while the watermelon was still attached to the ground, and he can eat those small pieces without taking off trumas and mitzvahs. And since the watermelon is very large, if he would pick the entire watermelon, he would be hiding trumas and mitzvahs immediately. Abu Mamalo Basram Taina Melu. Bishnei Eskolo Zelu. Bishnei Rimona Melu. Bishnei Abatichan Elu. Echo Kadarko Pater. Bishnei Shakana Pimachobula Karka. But if the buyer tells the seller, I'm giving you these coins in exchange for these 20 figs that are still attached to the tree, or for these two clusters of grapes that are still attached to the vine, or for these two pomegranates that are still attached to the tree, or for these two watermelons that are still attached to the ground. In this case, the buyer is allowed to eat the fruit in a normal way. He doesn't have to worry about picking one grape at a time. He can take an entire cluster of grapes and eat it without taking off trumas and mitzvahs, and so too, there would be the din with the other fruit as well. He can eat the fruit in the normal way without taking off trumas and mitzvahs. Because he has acquired the fruit while still attached to the ground. This case is different than the first case. In the first case, he gave the coins and he said, I'm giving you the coins in exchange for allowing me to select the fruit that I choose. So in that case, he only acquires the fruit after he picks it. But in this case, he's acquiring the fruit while still attached to the ground. It's telling him, I want to acquire these 20 figs that are still attached to the tree. So therefore, since he acquires the fruit while still attached to the ground, it doesn't have the regular din that mekach koveh lemaaser. In this case, the sale would not be mechayev in trumas and maaser since he is acquiring it while still attached to the ground. So therefore, this sale does not koveh lemaaser, and he can go ahead and eat the fruit in achilas arayin until he brings it into his own house. As just like the seller is allowed to eat his produce that he grew in his ground until he brings it into his house, so to the buyer that buys it while still attached to the ground, he has the same thing as the seller, as the person who grew the produce. He can go ahead and eat the fruit in achilas arayin in the normal way until he brings it into his house.